Blog Talk Radio.
I want to thank you guys for joining me this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday evening of 2020, our first show of the year, and I wasn't going to miss it. We've done a couple of replays at the end of last year because it was the loss of my mom, and I thank all of y'all for all the love that you guys showed me. Hey, my brother Jose, that all of you guys showed me throughout that time frame with me being there at the hospital, actually being in transition and doing replays. Guys, I thank y'all so much for your patience. We did just celebrated our 5 year of the show, and I'm excited. So tonight we're not going to have a long show, but we're going to talk about what is your 2020 motivation? What's keeping you motivated? What's going to be your fuel to keep you motivated from 2020? We're not setting any goals. Hey, Sophia. Hey, everybody, as you're joining in, go ahead and share this. I want everybody that can share. I want y'all to share tonight, what is your 2020 motivation? Because whatever's motivating you and whatever you're using as that fire to keep that fire going, we want to help others do the same. So we're going to make sure that 2020 is our year and not just a cliche. Hey, everybody. Not just a cliche, but we are going to make sure that we are being the best version of us that God has called us to be, right? So, again, I thank each and every one of you for all your beautiful cards and words of inspiration and words of encouragement. Thank you, Hetty J of A Poetic Ministries. Y'all, when I tell you God used her mightily, she actually wrote every poem that was on my mom's obituary for the funeral. So when I tell y'all, God used her, I tell you. So if y'all have anything that need to be custom done, look up Hetty J. She is a poetic ministry. She's a licensed minister, but she's also called by God to write poetry, y'all. And so she just, when I tell you, it warmed my heart, it blessed my soul. So look her up, Hetty J. Hetty J. Simmons, a poetic ministry. She is something serious. Thank you to all my sponsors, AFO Graphics, for all of our flyers. Y'all will see some updated stuff for this year. We have AFO Graphics, APHOGRAFX. Hey, everybody, y'all doing it? I am Aaliyah, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Y'all, so we're just doing a chat tonight about what's keeping you motivated and what's going to keep you motivated. What are you going to be able to go back 2 weeks from now, 2 months from now, and pull up to keep that fuel and that fire going, that same thing that you said in January, on January 1, okay, June 1, what's going to still keep you going and keep you moving. So let's talk. We're going to chat about that. But I want to thank all the sponsors. Thank you, April Graphics, Vitiology. Thank you, Cornelia Brown. She is our business coach and travel person. I will post all of the information in this live in the comments as soon as this is over with. Hey, Crowley. Hey, everybody. Hey, Sandy. So as I was saying, y'all, you know, this year is when I tell you some of the things that you didn't plan. There may have been we talked about divine interruptions as one of the topics one week. So when there's maybe some divine interruptions or just some things that you did not plan for, what are you using as your fuel to keep you going? Have you written down your goals for this year? Have you not resolutions? No, because those always fall apart by end of February. But what are you using as your goals? What are you doing to be the best version of you? So I've had people share with me already some of the things that they actually started doing, because we talked about this before 2020 ended. Before 19 ended, we talked about writing down some goals that you wanted for 2020. Hey, Lady Sadler. So what are some things that you wrote down maybe even in November that you are utilizing as your fuel to help keep you fueled for 2020? Because what I want to see is what I've been seeing. Some people are coming out the gate hot and on fire, and I want to see you guys continuing to do that. I want to see you propelled to your excellent self. And so with that said, what are you personally doing? I want y'all to chat with me tonight. This is not just me talking. I want y'all to talk back to me. So what are we doing? What are you guys doing to stay fueled? What are you doing to stay motivated? For me personally, I'm staying in my word to get fed spiritually. And then also I'm keeping positive people around me, because those people that are negative and draining, you can't take but so much of that. So the people who are positive, the people who are walking in that same path, and even if they're not walking that exact same path as you, the fact that they're positive, they're bringing that positive vibe, that positive energy, and they're coming with it. They could be your intercessory friend. They could be whoever, but they're positive. Everything about them is positive. Everybody has their venting sessions, don't get me wrong, but everything about you should not be venting. Something should be about keeping you encouraged and lifting you up when you need it. So what are you doing to keep you encouraged? What are you doing to keep that fire going for 2020 throughout the year? Like I said, I'm staying in my word. I'm staying around positive people. I'm keeping negative people out of my immediate circle. What are you doing? I want to hear back from some of y'all. Y'all, I need y'all to chat with me. This, like I said, this ain't a one-woman show tonight. I need y'all to chat with me. So what are you doing? What are you doing to stay the best version of you for 2020? I've seen some people that are life coaches that are lining up clients already. I've seen some people that are putting in contracts already. I see people that are shifting into new careers already. And when I tell y'all to see this type of feedback in week one, when I tell you I'm excited, I am excited and elated. So what are you doing? Sandy, Lady Sadler, Crowley, whoever's still in the chat, let's talk. What are you guys doing to stay motivated? Sophia, I'm working. An ever-evolving goal for this year is to grow my business and bring forth another business, okay, to gain better understanding in the Word of God, okay, and to keep myself away from the people that are or were draining. Amen to that. And that's what I was talking about as well. You know, everything about our lives should be growing. We should grow. In our physical life, we're growing, we're getting older, right? So spiritually, we should be growing. Socially, we should be growing. And in our businesses, we should be growing. So, hey, Frankie, welcome to On Fire to Inspire Live. We're talking about 2020 and what's your motivation? What you doing to stay motivated for 2020? So, but that's a main, when I tell y'all that's serious to keep, you don't even know how much energy it takes. Hey, Miss Stella, you don't realize how much energy it takes to to stay in a place of positivity, if that's a word, when you're dealing with constantly dealing with negative people. Hey, Mitch. So my thing is, what are you doing to keep you involved, to keep you being the best version of you? That's the best way I can say it. Hey, so anybody, what are you guys doing to stay in your best version of you? She shares she's keeping the negative people out of her ears and out of her, you know, immediate circle. Because here's the thing, there again, if you are a person that's constantly a positive person, you're encouraging, and every time you speak to a particular person or whatever, and they're just, every other word is negative, it's going to take so much to get you back up to the point of where you can go feed that next person. So as a person that's constantly giving out, I have to stay in the face of God, number one, and number two, around positive people, because I can't encourage you guys if I'm all drained, right? Then to get goals are closer to what with God, surround myself with positive people, exercise, and become healthier. Amen to that one too, girl. And that again, you know, staying around positive people. Great evening to you. So staying around the positive people and setting these goals. And then you may have like a person that's your accountability partner. So that accountability partner can help you in reaching your goals, whether it's health goals, whether it's goals for your business. So that accountability partner can help you. They can encourage you. They can kind of push you when you need that push, and they can kind of be your cheerleader when needed as well, because we need that every now and then. So what are you doing? So, Elder, what are you doing to stay motivated? Hey, David, hey, everybody, as you're joining, what are you doing to stay motivated for 2020? What's your 2020 motivation? Hey, guys, hey, girls, as y'all are joining, we're talking about our 2020 motivation, what we're doing to stay motivated and being the best version of ourselves, to show up for ourselves for 2020 throughout the year, not to start out the gates like on fire and then by mid-year we're like, well, no. What are you doing? Hey, Apostle, what are you doing to be the best version of you and to stay present and stay focused and stay in that great place that you're in to keep you there? What are you doing? I want you guys to share. This is not me just talking to you. This is actually me getting your feedback, because as you're talking back to me, you're helping someone else. Y'all don't understand how much I get, like, when someone else says whatever they share, and then I get all kind of feedback after the show, like, oh, my God, they're speaking for me. That's exactly what I needed to hear. So you're not alone in what you're saying. So thank you for Sophia that has shared. Thank you so much, Sandy, that has shared. What are you doing to show up and be the best version of you? What are you doing as your motivation to keep you in that best place? I mean, it's time. There's no more time for negativity, no more time for anything that's not going to serve you. If it doesn't serve you, guess what? It's got to be dismissed for 2020. So what is it that you're doing or that you need to do or you can implement? What is it that you need to implement to make sure that you're showing up for you and being the best version of you for you in 2020? So anybody else want to share with us? Like I said, we weren't jumping on to chat about some things. We're going to be a long show. This is my first show tonight live in almost a month, because we did a couple of replays because I was actually in the hospital. Well, not in the hospital, but at the hospital with my mom the first 2 weeks of the month, and we kind of did some replays. And then the last 2 weeks, I forgot it was Tuesday, y'all. I was in a space. The third week, my mom passed, and then the fourth week I was planning a funeral. So this is our first live for 2020, so I'm helping you guys as I'm helping myself. The motivator is motivating you guys, but I'm motivating myself as we move forth in the greatness of what God is calling us to and has called us to for 2020. So many of you, you know, starting out, coming into 2020, it may not look like what you expected, but even in that, what are you going to do, or what are you doing to show up for you, to stay motivated for you, not for someone else, because if you do it for someone else, guess what? It's not going to last. But if you do it for yourself, I promise you, it's going to last each and every time. So what are you doing to stay motivated? Go on Amazon to get my son's new lose weight fast and keeping it up, Pastor Joseph Randolph. Okay. So people who are interested in weight loss, she said that her son has a new book. Hey, Ms. Della, tell him to contact me. We can sign him up as one of our sponsors. We can talk about that weekly for him. But, again, you know, whatever you're doing, one good thing about it, stay around positive people. Keep some accountability partners around you, somebody that's going to keep you motivated and not keep you drained and, you know, drag you down. No, that's not the goal for this year, okay? So this year we're going to be the best version of us by showing up for ourselves, if nothing else. You know, you got to learn how to be your own cheerleader. You got to know how to just say, you know what, God, at this time it's just me and you, and I'm good with that. And so what else can you do? Because, yes, you can, you know, yes, you can be the encourager, but what else can you do to keep you encouraged when you need it? So anybody else going to share tonight? Like I told you, tonight was not a one-woman show. Tonight was sharing how you're going to be, what's keeping you motivated, and how you're going to be present for the best version of you for 2020. So that's what we're doing. That's what we're talking about tonight. Again, it wasn't going to be a long live tonight. It wasn't going to be a long show, but I did want to make sure that I greet you guys for our first show for 2020. Hey, Tracy, congratulations. So, you know, the best version of yourself for 2020. I want you guys to show up for yourself each and every week. I want you to show up for yourself each and every day. I want you to declare your day, declare and decree and command your days to be the way you want it to be. Keep your mouth full of life this year. So anytime you want to even think negative, I want you to shift that mindset to say, you know what, that was, I'm going to leave that on back in 2019. I am going to speak life, even when it doesn't look like life. I'm going to speak life regardless of what I'm currently seeing, because if I want a different result, I got to get. In order to get a different result, I got to speak differently. I got to see things differently and operate differently, right? So, again, guys, it wasn't going to be a long live tonight, but I did want to say hello, greet you guys, love you guys. Shift the mindset. Yes, Apostle, yes, I'm telling you. And for those of you who have not already read my book, The 21 Day Mind Detox, what better way than to start off the year with it? It's only $2.99. It's on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble. And any of your, hey, Bishop, any of your online digital outlets. It's called The 21 Day Mind Detox. And it's just talking about, and each day we'll have a word that God has given me to share. But it's also a way of just encouraging yourself to shift your mindset, because it first starts here. Because if you don't have it here, it's not going to connect here, right? But we got to make sure these two things connect so that we can move forth in the prosperity of what God is calling us, not just financially, but prosperity in our health, prosperity in our joy. So many people are so down because they're just trying to live a life that someone else wanted for them. That's not what we're doing this year. Hey, cousin. So this year, 2020, you're showing up for self. You're being the best version for yourself. You're being the best version of you for you, right? Amen. That is right, Apostle. So so I want you guys to think on the things that you're going to do to keep you motivated, to keep you in this place of, I got this, and know that even in June, even in August, you still have it. You're still in this place that you can move forth and just grab hold of the promises of God, regardless of the month, regardless of what you see. Great evening to you, woman of God. I just want to encourage you tonight. I want to hop on and encourage you and say your life is blessed. You are a blessed people. And write those goals down. Write your vision. Cast it out. Write it out, even if you just have to write it out as bullet points, whatever you need to do. Because I want you to go back a month from now and say, you know what, I can check that off. Woo, I can check that. Because if you can see it it's like, oh, it's attainable. I want to see you attain some things to just feel good about, some things, even the small things. Celebrate the small wins. I had to detox myself from many things and people, including detoxing me from me first, in order to clear what's next. Woo! Wait a minute. What's next? Yes. I had to start from scratch my upcoming book. If you don't know, you won't know. Now I'm clear on what momentums to proceed with. That's number one. I've learned that silent moves speak high volumes. True. And then number two, connectivity moves you into destiny and purpose. Associations drain you. Connectivity sustains you. All right. Amen. Amen. Hey, John, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for sharing. Now, that was a mouthful. That was a mouthful, but it's so true. You had to wipe away some things, including people, things, whatever it was, to show up for you. So, hey, that's some great words of encouragement, words of wisdom. And so you got to show up for yourself in this hour, because God is expecting it for you. You know, like I said, this year may not have started out the way you planned. It may not look the way you want it to look. But guess what? You have only, what date are we? What is today's date? We're at, what, the 7th? You have only, you're only 7 days in. You have so much more to do, so much more to give. So great evening to you. But, so I need you to, hey, shake yourself if you have not already done so and say, hey, it's time for me to live and live for real. It's time for me to live a life of purpose. It's time for me to be that person that God has called me to be, that he's created me to be. And so it's time to show up and it's time to get it done. I believe in you. Now I need you to believe in yourself. I am Aaliyah. This on Friday Inspire. I'll see you guys same time next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And love you guys. Talk to you soon. Thank you.